Thank you for the questions. The National Strategy to Combat Human Trafficking advances measures to address this crime under five pillars: empowerment, prevention, protection, prosecution, and partnerships. The strategy is funded by an investment of $57.2 million over 5 years and over $10 million ongoing among six departments, federal departments. The question asked was about coordination. The participation of all of these partners is critical given the broad range of responsibilities and expertise that needs to be brought to bear to address the crime of human trafficking. The strategy itself brings together federal efforts to address this issue under one strategic framework. In order to ensure coordination, there are a number of vehicles in operation. There's strong coordination among federal partners, achieved through a director general level table that meets on a regular basis to ensure ongoing efforts are aligned. There is also a federal provincial territorial table of directors that meets, likewise, to ensure alignment across these key partners. At a more senior level, issues related to human trafficking are raised at a federal provincial territorial forum for justice and public safety officials, both deputy ministers and ministerial level. This is on an ad hoc basis. There is a tremendous amount of work occurring across partner departments, with the strategy continuing to invest in trauma-informed and culturally relevant community-based projects, developing survivor-centric guidelines for frontline community workers, and delivering the National Human Trafficking Awareness Campaign. A recent evaluation of the strategy and stakeholder insights have noted the success of the bi-pillar approach and reiterated the need, continued need for a victim-centered, survivor-informed, and gender-responsive national strategy. This approach will remain central to Canada's strategy. The Government of Canada has started to work on the new iteration of the national strategy, which will be informed by the recommendations coming through the evaluation completed recently, as well as through the report produced by the Standing Committee on the Status of Women, which examined Canada's approach to addressing and preventing human trafficking. It will also be informed by the renewed strategy will also be informed by targeted consultations with domestic and international stakeholders, including victims and survivors, representatives from non-governmental organizations, Indigenous organizations, law enforcement agencies, academia, frontline service providers, different levels of government, civil society, and the private sector. Currently, Public Safety works with Statistics Canada on data, to collect data, and which is essential to informing future efforts. This was likewise identified as an area for continued work in the context of the evaluation recently completed. There was a question related to protecting migrant workers from human trafficking. Under the National Strategy to Combat Human Trafficking, Canada implements measures to protect foreign nationals by conducting inspections of employers, issuing temporary resident permits for victims of trafficking, and carrying out large-scale administrative investigations to detect and prevent forced labor. In recent years, we've also taken several steps to protect migrant workers from human trafficking, and this will continue to be an area of ongoing focus and part of the consultations that are ongoing. Pardon me. Thank you.